So the Shastras state, Bhavad Vidha Bhagavatas, Tirtha Bhuttak Swayam Divo, Tirtha Kuravanti Tirthani, Shantak Stena Katavataha. This is a quote by Maharaj Yudhisthira to Vidura. Vidura had come from traveling different places of pilgrimage, so he had not been seen in many, many years. So Yudhisthira was so happy to see his uncle that he said, "You yourself are a holy place of pilgrimage because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart. You are the sum total of all places of pilgrimage." So when we go to these holy places, we must always carry with us the personality of Godhead within our hearts. The Brahma Samhita states, Ananda chinmaya rasat mataya manasu yat praninam pratipalam smaratam upetya lila yitena bhuvanani jayat yajashram govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahma says that I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who perpetually dominates the mundane worlds by displaying pastimes, and who is reflected in the minds of recollecting souls as the embodiment of everlasting cognitive rasa. So, the whole purpose of our yatras is to awaken the pastimes of the Lord within our own heart. Just like we have just gone to Dwarkadham, and we know from reading the Shastras that Lord Krishna performed his Leela there many thousands of years ago. So, because we read the Shastras, and the Shastras have become our eyes, therefore, this pastime is reflected in the heart. Just like Radhana Swami was relating to us in Bay Dwarka, the pastimes of how Krishna married his many queens. So these pastimes become reflected in the heart. We can think of how Krishna married Rukmini, how he married Satyabhama, how he married Kalindi, how he married Bhadra, and all the other queens. They become reflected within the heart. Narottam Das Thakur says that these places of pilgrimage are sometimes places of bewilderment, because we go there and we see that sometimes the sadhus in these holy places do not follow the rules and regulations that we think that they should follow. So he says that sometimes they're places of bewilderment. So therefore the third canto of the Bhagavatam states that the lotus feet of the Lord are by themselves the sum total of all places of pilgrimage. The clear-minded sages, carried by the wings of the Vedas, seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. So through transcendental sound vibration, we actually realize the kingdom of God. It is called Shastra Chakshus. Those who know the Shastras, they have eyes. But those who do not know Shastra, they have no eyes. Even though they may have two eyes that they see externally, if one does not know Shastra, he does not have eyes. Therefore, it is imperative that we learn the Shastras. We may not have to be great scholars, but we may have to have a taste to hear about Krishna. Anyone can relish the pastimes of how Krishna married his many thousands of queens. We can relish the pastimes we heard in Dakur of how Lord Krishna followed his devotee from Dwarka all the way to Dakur because he was unsatisfied with the Brahmins who were worshipping him in Dwarka. So the real purpose of this Leela, or this Yatra, is not simply to go to take bath in these holy places, because Lord Krishna himself said that those who go to holy places simply to take a bath are no better than cows and asses. Saiva Gokara. Lord Krishna was speaking to the sages at Kurukshetra, and this is one of the very famous statements that he made, yasyatma buddhi kunape tridatuke, that those who think this body to be all in all, those who think their place of birth to be holy, Those who go to holy places simply to take a bath, they are no better than cows and asses. It's not what I say, but Lord Krishna has stated that. That they are no better than cows and asses. So our real home is the kingdom of God. And we should be anxious to go back there. So these yatras are meant to increase that desire to want to go back to the kingdom of God. Most of us here are from Bombay, so we're very anxious. Oh, tomorrow I can go home. I have a house in Bombay. I have an apartment in Bombay. But it is not our real home. Actually, everyone in this material world is homeless. We have no home. Our real home is in the kingdom of God. And therefore, those who have awakened their Krishna consciousness, they are feeling separation from their real home. Yuga itam nimishena. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am feeling this separation from Lord Krishna to be a yuga. One moment, nimishena. One moment is feeling to be a yuga. Yuga itam nimishena. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he's speaking to Shukadeva Goswami, he says, Dotatma purusha Krishna padamulam namanshtiti. Mukta sarva pariklesha pantasva sharanam yata. That the lotus feet of the Lord are themselves the satisfaction in the life of a devotee. And one who has achieved the lotus feet of the Lord, he is satisfied as a traveler is satisfied at home after a troubled journey. Sometimes we go and we take a long journey somewhere. And it is very troublesome to take that long journey. But when we come back home, we think, oh, I feel very satisfied. When one attains the kingdom of God within his heart, yastu atma ratir eva syat, when one feels the rati, the satisfaction in the self, in the kingdom of God, he feels satisfied because the journey through this material world has been a very long journey. We've gone through 8,400,000 species of life at least once. It's a very troubled journey. When one awakens the remembrance of Lord Krishna within the heart, he becomes satisfied. After this long journey through the 8,400,000 species of life. So these yatras that we take are meant to help us to increase our constant remembrance of Lord Krishna. They are for no other purpose. If one is thinking, I will go on this yatra to take bath at Dwarka, Lord Krishna says one is no better than a cow or an ass. We have to go there to gain the association of saintly persons. Bhavad vidha bhagavatas tirtha bhutak svayam divo. We must find the holy person and hear from him the transcendental subject matter of Krishna Katha, because it is the medicine, Maharaj Parikshit says, for overcoming birth and death. So we've been so fortunate on this yatra to hear so much about Lord Krishna from Madanaswami, and that is our medicine. Nivrittatar shayar upagiyamanad bhavasadat chotamanobiramat kautama shoka gunanavadat pumam virajyati vina pashuganat. That generally speaking, the pastimes of Krishna are meant for those who are Nivritta Trishna. They have no material desires. But bhavasadat chotamanobiramat, it is the medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Kautama shloka gunanavadat pumam virajyati vina pashuganat. Who will not listen to this lila is the person who is a butcher. Or one who is butchering his own soul. If you want to butcher your own soul, don't listen to Krishna Katha. So we're so fortunate to hear from Radhanaswami. It is sarvatma snapanam. We are taking a bath and bathing our souls in the lila of Lord Krishna. So we should always keep this in mind, that we are on this yatra for one purpose, and that is to increase our remembrance of Lord Krishna. And what does Lord Krishna say for those who do that? Yetu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matpara ananyanayava yogena mandiyayanta upasate. Tesha maham samudarta mityu samsara sagarat. He becomes the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. So we want to go back to our real home. We want to go back to the kingdom of God. We don't want to be satisfied with our apartment in Bombay. It is not our real home. We are actually homeless. Everyone in this material world, from the rich person down to the bum in the street. In Bombay, everyone is homeless because our real home is Goloka Vrindavan. So these yatras are meant for this one purpose, to take us back to our real home, the kingdom of God. Hari Bol.
It's been occurring an eclipse, and many devotees wonder, what is the significance for a Vaishnav when such apparently inauspicious signs are appearing? We must understand that in India, as in most of the world, in the name of religion, there is simply observance of what we call karma kanda, a materialistic conception of religion. And in the karma kanda way of thinking, there are so many superstitions and so many ideas of what is auspicious, what is inauspicious, what is lucky and what is unlucky. But in the path of bhakti, we have complete faith in the word of the Shastra. Nama sankirtanam Vishnu jagan mangala manghasam mahatam api kauravya vidya kantakra niskritam. That wherever there is the chanting of the holy name of Vishnu, everything becomes all auspicious. Even the most materially inauspicious condition becomes all auspicious when the name of the Lord is being chanted sincerely by his devotees. This is what the Shastra says, and we have complete faith because Krishna is all auspicious. The most auspicious event that took place in the history of this Kali Yuga was the descent of the Yuga Avatar, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he happened to appear right in the midst of a lunar eclipse while everyone was chanting the holy name of Krishna. Because the people of India were chanting the name of Krishna during this apparently most inauspicious time, the most auspicious phenomena in all of this age took place. The Lord appeared to give what no other incarnation has given, pure love of Krishna so freely to everyone and to anyone. So there are so many karmakandic rules and regulations to somehow or other try to avoid being too much contaminated by the effects of these inauspicious times. But a devotee knows, whatever the astrological condition may be, whatever any condition may be, if we are together with the Vaishnavas chanting the holy name of Krishna, everything becomes all auspicious. In fact, the most inauspicious occasion becomes the most auspicious because it is the times when the devotees take shelter of the holy names the most. So throughout India, people are sitting home, not drinking water, not eating, not going outside because the moon might touch their heads. Very superstitious. But what spiritual advancement are they making? What progress are they making? At the best, they may not be getting contaminated as much as they usually would on an ordinary day. But the devotees, because they are together chanting the holy names and hearing from such great saintly persons as Panditji Maharaj, Sri Galim Prabhu, Bhakti Yoga Maharaj, Rohini Nandan Maharaj, Vrindavan Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami Maharaj. Hearing from these devotees who have dedicated their lives to glorifying the name of God, this is truly the most auspicious occasion in all of creation. So don't think that anything inauspicious can ever come upon a person who has faith in the holy name. Recently, we were driving in a car and a black cat ran by. And in the West, people would go in their house and lock their doors for the rest of the day because a black cat walked by. Huh? But we know that materially it may or may not be inauspicious. But if we are remembering Krishna, even if karmically something inauspicious is supposed to happen, by chanting the holy name, it reverses everything to become completely auspicious, all auspicious, because Krishna is all auspicious. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us this instruction, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always chant the holy name. Our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he explained that this material world is a place where there is danger at every step. Whether there's a lunar eclipse, whether Shuni is in the rising, or whether everything is considered very lucky, there's danger at every step, at every moment in this material world. Tukalayam ashashvatam. But Guru Maharaj said, there's only one place where there is freedom from all danger. There is only one place where no inauspiciousness can touch. And that is wherever the holy name of Lord Hari is being chanted sincerely by his devotees. Of course, karmakandis criticize. Why you are not doing like this? Why you are doing like this? Why you are not doing like this? Because they have no faith in Shastra. If we are chanting Harinam, nothing auspicious can touch. Krishna Suryasan Maya Hoya Andaka Krishna Nahi Mahi Maya Radhikar. That Krishna's name is like the sun and Maya. And all the intricacies within this material nature is like darkness. In the presence of the sun, darkness cannot remain. In the presence of Krishna Nam, nothing inauspicious, nothing negative can survive. Prahlad was thrown into the most inauspicious conditions, but he never considered them inauspicious, because they helped him remember Krishna. And what was the most dreadful condition, Krishna transformed it into the most wonderful opportunity for him to seek complete shelter at the feet of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at the most inauspicious time astrologically just to show that wherever my name is chanted, everything becomes completely auspicious. Don't you worry at all for any of these karmakandic signs. For those who have no faith in Harinam, they better worry, because there's danger at every step. But for those who have learned to sincerely take shelter of the holy name, they have nothing to fear, ever, in any circumstance, because Krishna is the supreme protector of his devotee. Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashiti. Krishna says that for my devotee, I will always protect him. He will never perish under any circumstance if we simply remember him. And how easily he allows himself to be remembered by any man, woman, or child by simply chanting
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
If we simply have faith in the word of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and faith in the name of Krishna, we have nothing to fear in any situation of life. And the more apparently dangerous, inauspicious everything appears in this world, the more auspicious it makes our life. Because in that situation, we are more conscious to take shelter of the name of Krishna and of the association of the bhaktas, the Vaishnavas. So tonight is all auspicious. Sri Galim Prabhu just bathed us in the ambrosial words of the Bhagavatam with so many examples of how the all the holy places of pilgrimage are within the feet of that devotee who was always remembering Krishna. So really we are fortunate. And I beg forgiveness if I have made any offenses. Not if I have. I beg forgiveness for all of the offenses I have committed to the devotees over the past 7 days. And any inconveniences that were brought upon you, please know that it is Krishna's arrangement. It is only after we go through a certain amount of pain, turmoil, and tapasya that we can really appreciate the opportunity to come to the holy Dham, to be with the devotees, and to chant his holy names. So for the past 7 days, we have visited so many eternally holy and sanctified places. Sri Dwaraka Dham, where we visited Dwarakadish Mandir, Rukmini Mandir. We bathed in the holy river Gomati. We also went to the home of Sri Sudama Vipra. We went to Prabhask Chetra, where we saw the place of the disappearance of Sri Krishna and Balaram, the place of the fratricidal war of the Yadu dynasty. We also saw the beautiful temple of Somanathji, one of the 12 Jyotirlingas. We also went to Nageshwara Mahadev, one of the great Jyotirlingas where Lord Shankar saved his devotee from danger. We went to Bait Dwarka, where we saw the very place where Krishna constructed his palace for his most intimate queens, which they performed so many wonderful divine pastimes together. We also went to Gopi Talab, that holy place where Lord Sri Krishna called the gopis to have wonderful ras and bathe in the cool waters of the Kund to relieve the fire of their separation from him. We went to Dakur, where we had the wonderful darshan of Sri Ranchurji Bhagawan. And then today in Surat, the wonderful observation of Snan Yatra. Today happens to be the appearance day of Lord Jagannath. That is why we perform this Snan Yatra. It is the Abhishek. Just like there is Janmashtami for Krishna, Snan Yatra is the day that Jagannath originally appeared and was installed by Indrajumna Maharaj. And then the beautiful Rati Yatra, where Lord Jagannath, Subhadra Devi, and Balaramji induced everyone in the heat of the sun to be dancing in transcendental joy and chanting the holy names. It was said by one scholar that only mad dogs and Englishmen will go out in the noonday Indian sun. You have heard this saying? Only mad dogs and Englishmen will go out in the noonday Indian sun, especially in summer. Because this is the time of, an Indian wrote this. At the time, the British, they didn't know anything about India. So they would go out in the noonday sun and they would get sunstroke and become sick and be devastated. And mad dogs, because they're mad, they do the same thing. So today, we have proven ourselves to be in the category of mad dogs and Englishmen. Not just walking, but dancing and singing joyfully in the noonday Indian sun. How is this possible? By the mercy of Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, by the mercy of Sri Gurudev, we can transcend all of these material conditions if we are always chanting the holy names. Our Gopi, the young girl that has been with us, she was in our room, her eyes all swollen, and she was just putting ice, trying to relieve the pain, and she was suffering too much. But I saw her during Rati Yatra. She was dancing, smiling, jubilant. She forgot her eye. Correct? In the same way, this I am this body. I am man, I am woman. I am this mind. Huh? By chanting the holy name in the congregation of devotees, we forget our I, which is the cause of all suffering. This is what we have learned from Gopi today. So let us transcend all these superficial ideas and with complete faith in the Vaishnavas and in the name of Krishna and complete faith in the word of the scripture, we can always progress forward on the path of bhakti. So this yatra was really a wonderful experience, but it's an experience for purification. These yatras are not just meant to enjoy, because as you're being purified, sometimes tremendous anxieties, doubts, and frustrations start pouring out of you. This is wonderful. This is to be welcomed. This is what we require. When we are in the association of the Vaishnavas, in the holy places, we should know that we are in Krishna's hands. And Krishna will do to us what is required. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya has prayed, Ashlisya va padaratam panashtumam tarashumam maramahatam karoti va yatatata tadatatatu lampato mat prana natastu sa eva na paraha. That my Lord, if you want, you can embrace me. Or if you want, you can trample on me. Or if you want, you can make me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You are free to do anything and everything to me, my Lord, because I am your servant unconditionally. In the same mood, when we come to these beautiful, beautiful pilgrimages in the association of so many wonderful devotees, we should know that we are putting ourselves completely at the disposal of Krishna's mercy. I remember some years ago we went to Badrinath, and there were some big crorepati rich people with us. Very rich. These people, they ask their servant, do this, do this. They have their Mercedes waiting wherever they want. But when they were in Badrinath with us, and it started to snow, and the roads were blocked, and it was freezing, and there's no heated rooms, your money is as good as the snow on the ground. You come to a place of pilgrimage, you are at my command. You are at my disposal. So during this yatra, there were many flat tires with buses and breakdowns and missing of trains and connecting of trains, and some people got dysentery and some people got boils and some people got sick and some people were mentally disturbed. Hariyo! It is all auspicious. Krishna knows just what we require to purify our hearts and make us forget this I. I am this body, I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, and make us realize I am eternally subordinate to the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji. And whatever is best, they know. I do not know, they know. And with this faith, we serve one another and we chant the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We went to Dwarka, which is the place of the Aishwarya Bhav of Sri Krishna, the place where he is worshipped with great opulence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that all the pastimes of Krishna, they are all transcendental and should all be heard and appreciated by a sincere devotee. But the culmination is the Madhurya Bhav, the sweetness of the Bhav of Vrindavan. That is the culmination of all of our yatras, all of our tapasyas, all of our chanting of the holy name, is to simply worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So it is very perfectly arranged by Sri Dwarkadish Bhagavan that we could conclude this Dwarka Yatra by hearing the beautiful kirtans of the Brijvasis, who in spontaneous love cannot think of anyone except Radha Shyam Sundar, Sri Radha Gopinathji. So at this time we would like to humbly request Narasingha Babaji Maharaj, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Braj Bihari Prabhu, Radha Kant Prabhu, Sri Panditji Maharaj, to bring us back to Barasano Dham. Beautiful kirtan of Sri Radharani.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.
Timirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि भक्त श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि भक्त प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.